Angie's List is now Angie, A-N-G-I, the nation's largest home services marketplace. And they're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project is, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled professionals to get the job done well. That's what you want, right? I'm thinking about building out my basement in my cabin. I've been perusing Angie, looking for just the right contractor to get it done the way my wife and I want it done. Now, Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects, both nationally and right in your neighborhood. That's important, right? You can do comparative shopping. Get started today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The app and the website are free to use. Angie.com or the Angie app. Go check it out today. Hello, America, and happy Wednesday. Well, we've got the show of shows for you. We're not going to let you down. We've got some great guests. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after these messages. Let me tell you, folks, if there's a surefire way to wake up feeling fresh after a night of drinking, it's with ZBiotics. ZBiotics are pre-alcohol, prebiotic drinks that are the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after a night of drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink alcohol, it gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produce an enzyme to break the byproduct down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly and you'll feel your best in the morning. Vacations, weddings, birthdays, reunions, you name it, we've got you covered. There's so much going on, so get the most out of your spring plans by stocking up on pre-alcohol now. Go to ZBiotics.com/justnews to get 15% off your first order when you use the promo code justnews at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to ZBiotics.com/justnews and then use that promo code justnews at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and all of our good times. Hey, folks, have you heard of cancer-fighting foods? The American Cancer Society discovered diets rich in fruits and vegetables may actually lower your risk of cancer. Think about that for a second. That's really important. Hopefully, you hear this and run to the store for 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. But if you're like me, you probably don't have the time to do that, right? So maybe you should consider adding Field of Greens to your daily health regimen. Each fruit and veggie in Field of Greens was doctor-selected for studied health benefits. There's a heart health group, lungs, kidneys, and metabolism groups, even healthy weight. What your body needs is in each scoop of delicious Field of Greens. I take it every day. Sometimes I put it in a shake. Sometimes I put it in my egg white omelet in the morning. Field of Greens can help prevent, treat, and cure cancer? No, but it can powerfully help you out at your next checkup. Your doctor will notice your improved health or you're going to get your money back. Here's the most amazing thing about it. I started using Field of Greens a year ago. My cholesterol is down. My blood sugar is down. My weight's down. My health is up. My sleeping patterns are better. My metabolism is up. If you want to experience what I've experienced, go check out Field of Greens. Jump into the ring here. You're going to get an enormous benefit. And it's so simple. Single scoop, a couple of seconds, healthy lifestyle all day long. Now, thanks to our good friends at Brickhouse Nutrition, Field of Greens is going to give you a 15% off discount plus free rush shipping. All you got to do is go to fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS for your discount. That's promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code JUSTNEWS. Go check it out. There's a lot of other great oversight work going on, particularly looking at the weaponization of our government. Just last week, many members toured George Washington's University amid the pro-Palestine protests. This Wednesday, the House Oversight Committee will be interviewing D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser and Metropolitan Police Chief Pamela Smith about their response to unlawful activity and rampant anti-Semitism on GW's campus. We're lucky for the first guest today to have a member sitting on that very important committee. Congressman Turn Burchett is joining us. Congressman, good to have you this afternoon.
Thank you all for having me, and thank you for pronouncing my name correctly.
it is good to have you on, sir. And let me start with something that you were working on just the last few days. And people talk about the weaponization of government. They talk about the deep state, the administrative state. You have sent a letter regarding James O'Keefe's most recent sting video where you see a CIA operative, well, talking very honestly about why they're out to get Trump. Tell us why your letter is so important.
I think it just exposes what's going on with the deep state. I wrote a letter to Jim Jordan and James Comer. Comer's my chairman. Jim Jordan's my friend. But I think it's important that America knows what's going on. I don't know what we'll get from the hearing other than just expose what you all call the deep state or the uniparty or whatever you want to call it. But to me, it sends a very chilling message that when one of our agencies can withhold anything from the president of the United States, you wonder why you elect what an elected official is. If the CIA, an appointed person, some bureaucrat that, you know, drives a four-legged mahogany, which is a desk, and they can just spout off this stuff to somebody.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think we need to get to the bottom of it. It's to me, it's repulsive. It really is. And it just shows what we've said all along. And it makes me happy that I did not vote for the FISA bill, because the Fourth Amendment was clearly being violated. And this guy clearly states that they're still doing it. They're still spying on the president, former President Trump and his family. And to me, that's disgusting.
Amazing.
Yes, sir. I think a lot of Americans agree that if FISA was going to be reformed, then that bill needed to go a lot further. And speaking of that, I wanted to ask you about some of what was revealed in this video. Not only that Donald Trump's ex-wife is still being surveilled, or was surveilled at the time, that Donald Trump possibly is still being surveilled along with other members of his family, but that national security information was withheld from them. They said that they would give an overview, but never any details. I would have to imagine that that would make him a less effective president, at least on the foreign policy front.
I would agree, and I would also say that it's a national security risk of the highest. We're briefed every few weeks or so on stuff that is it's secret. It tells you what's going on in the world, and the president needs to know who his friends and who his enemies are. And you know, you go back to the dossier and all that stuff, and all the former spies or spooks, if you will, coming out saying that, you know, that Hunter Biden's laptop was not real. It was Russian interference, when in fact it was real. And they are the ones doing the Russian interference. So I think America needs to wake up, and they better realize that this election coming up has huge consequences. And yeah, it's the future of our country or where it's headed.
Yeah, so important. Sir, earlier today, I had a podcast interview with J. Michael Waller, former CIA analyst. He's written a big book, an important book called Big Intel. And he says part of the reason that the CIA and the FBI feel so emboldened on stepping on people is that there simply hasn't been a consequence for all the bad behavior of the last 8 or 9 years. What do you think about that? And is there anything Congress can do to start to create consequences?
8 or 9 years, I'd say like 40 or so plus years.
Yeah, you're right.
We need to get some guts and vote for defunding these agencies. We need to start cutting them. I mean, the FBI, through their bad dealings, we decided to punish them by building them a brand new building bigger than the Pentagon, hundreds of millions of dollars. And, you know, that's where you got to hit them. You got to hit them in the pocketbook. And that's the only thing they understand. And you got to have a commander in chief that gets it. And we've got one. Apparently, people say he doesn't get it. Well, I'd submit to you, he does get it. And they keep him in power, and they keep themselves in power. That's what all Washington's about, both parties. It's just about staying in power, who gets the money, and forget the American public. It's all about them. And that's what these agencies are doing. They're above the law. And no one will call them to, and you know, the real reason is we've got so many, I feel like, lawmakers that are compromised through either the honeypots or jobs or contracts or something else. I just feel like they are completely compromised, and that's why we're in such a bad state.
Yes, sir. And speaking of that cabal of power, I wanted to ask, you know, after Robert Hur's investigation, at the culmination of all of his fact-finding, he said, nope, nothing. We're not going to put him in front of a jury. He, you know, people would sympathize with him too much. But Congress is now going to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt because audio recordings exist and Congress wants them. What do you expect to find? What do you think Congress will find out?
Well, Jim Jordan's right to ask for those. I suspect we'll find our commander-in-chief is in worse shape than we ever imagined. I suspect it'll just be slurred speech, be repeating lies or untruths, not known to him. And just I think it would expose him as what he is. And I think it would cost him his election. I suspect they'll lay down in the street to keep that from coming out. But he is in terrible, terrible shape mentally. And it's gone past the joke stage. This is a life or death for this country moment, and we better wake up and we better put enough points on the board so they can't steal this game from us.
Yeah. Too big to rig is what a lot of people say today. And that's an important, I think, philosophy going into the 2024 election. So I want to talk about something we've done a lot of. We sued and got a lot of records in the last couple of years from the State Department, the Justice Department, other places. And they provide clear evidence that some of the testimony given during the 2019 Ukraine impeachment simply is just not true. The direct contradictions, even the Washington Post has acknowledged some of these documents we have. Is there any interest in the Oversight Committee as you go through the rest of the impeachment inquiry to look back at whether the impeachment evidence, the testimony was accurate or misleading to Congress?
Yes, sir, there is. But I just tell you, it's just Congress moves like a bunch of glaciers out here. And it's kind of ridiculous. It's very frustrating. And there's only a couple of committees that actually do this type of work, one being oversight and the other being judiciary.
Right.
And it's just hard to get. And I tell you, everybody calls it a swamp. This place is a sewer. You got staff members in here that purposefully slow things down. It's just a deep state all around, and the cards are definitely stacked against us. Mm. And I always tell people this, and it gets me in trouble, and they say, Burchett, you can't say this, but it's the truth. Dadgummit, I don't care if you play golf with the guy or the gal, or they're in your Sunday school class, they date your sister. If your congressman or congresswoman is coming home and giving you the red meat treatment, telling you everything, oh, we got to get after them, we got to do this, and then they come up here and boat you down the river, you need to vote them out. Every dadgum one of them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. When I ask you about that field trip to GWU, we saw a very different approach by SEC schools. I know you're a UT grad. It seems like some of these bougie schools like GWU and the other Ivy League schools up in New York and California, they could learn a few things from SEC schools, don't you think?
I think they could. And I'll tell you what, though, it creeping into our system, too. I suppose you're referring to the anti-Semitism and the nonsense that's going on the campuses right now. And this is not by accident. This is fully funded. You go out, you see the tents, you see the supplies being brought to them. And then they have the gall to ask for more supplies. And they're vandals. They're breaking the law. You got some professional instigators in there, and you got these rich kids. They're born on third base and thought they hit a triple. They're credit card hippies, if you will. And they are, it's really a disgrace that they're allowed to operate like this. But this is brought in through the classrooms, and some of this is federally funded. These state legislators got to wake up. You know, what happens is they bring you down, they take you to a ball game and schmooze you with the beautiful people, you know, and the limousine liberals, so to speak, and they tell you how great you are. And then you go vote for more of their dadgum money. It's got to start there. You've got to cut the money out. And until you do that, they're just going to laugh at you and move on. I would say, you know, it's public record in Tennessee, but I guess it is everywhere across the country, but you ought to go pull up these people's voters' records. Yep. I mean, it looked like NPR, most of these colleges and universities. If they say they celebrate diversity, ask them how many Republicans they got in their sociology department.
Right,
there
right.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after these messages. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say.
Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
For the first time in a long time, I've heard some excitement about the Republican National Committee. I didn't hear that for a long time when Ronna McDaniel was in charge. But the new chairman of the Republican National Committee has created some extraordinary goodwill, some excitement, and some big changes. He is Michael Whatley, and he joins us right now. Mr. Chairman, great to have you on the show.
It's awesome to be on with both of you. Really, really appreciate you and your audience, and very excited about what we've got going on at the RNC and the President Trump campaign.
Yeah, listen, there's a lot of rapid fire things. I noticed this over the weekend. It didn't take very long for the RNC to jump right in and to challenge some of these laws and changes that are, Democrats are trying to pull off, whether it's Nevada, Pennsylvania, big, big, fast move, something that didn't happen maybe 4 years ago. You've got a legal team. They seem to be on red alert all the time.
Yeah, look, we filed 82 lawsuits in 25 states over the course of the last year since I took over as the general counsel of the RNC. And obviously, we're going to pick the pace up here. Look, we need to have the rules of the road for these elections in place. That obviously has to happen before the votes started getting voted. And so we want to make sure that we're going to be very aggressive in ensuring that we're going to have fair, accurate, secure, and transparent elections from one end of the country to the other.
Yeah, important stuff.
Amazing. And goodness, if we learned anything from 2020, it's that things have to be fortified before the election rather than trying to battle them in court after the election. I know that there are some constitutional election battles taking place in Pennsylvania. Talk to us about something that I believe was filed today.
Yeah, look, I mean, the things that we feel like are most important when it comes to election integrity is I would rather have a police car parked in front of a storefront window than call the police after a rock gets thrown through it. What we want to do is make sure that we are having these conversations at the state level right now. And when we see things like in Pennsylvania where they are trying to count ballots that come in after Election Day, we're going to file a lawsuit on that. When we see that they are going to not follow the state laws regarding the security envelopes in Pennsylvania, which is the particular piece that we're filing on, we're going to file lawsuits. You know, when you think about it, there are a series of election integrity issues that we are paying a lot of attention to. Things like we only want American citizens to vote. We want states to have clean voting rolls. We want to make sure that we have protections in place so that mail-in voting is going to be protected, right? Things like having a witness requirement, a signature requirement, that the ballots are only going to be counted if they're in by Election Day. These are common sense things that are supported by more than 70% of the voters across the country. This is our approach, and we're going to work very aggressively with state legislators, with regulators, with boards of elections, with Secretary of States to make sure that the states are implementing the right rules of the road. And when they don't, we're going to be very aggressive about going to court to make sure that we're going to get them put in place.
Yeah, a lot of excitement in just the most recent lawsuits that you guys have filed. Mr. Chairman, I want to ask a little bit about something you did very well in North Carolina. People look at the data and go, wow, that's impressive. You brought Republicans into the party. You brought new Republicans into the party by the tens of thousands, I think by the hundreds of thousands. There's an opportunity for people who've long been in the Democratic coalition or in the middle who say, I want to change. I want to go red. You're working really hard to get people to register and also vote early, right?
Absolutely. Look, when you think about it right now, what we're seeing is black voters, Hispanic voters, Jewish voters, Asian American voters are leaving the Democratic Party in droves because, frankly, the Democratic Party has walked away from the values that those families care about. We want to make sure that they don't just leave the Democratic Party, that they come all the way over and join the Republican Party and vote for the Republican Party. So we are in all of our big states, we're pushing very hard on the election and getting people voter registration is up all over the place. But we also want to make sure that people are voting early. You know, we're going to have 50% of the vote this time is going to be cast before Election Day. As a Republican Party, we need to make sure those are educated voters, they're informed voters. So we have moved all of our conversations with them, whether it's direct mail, digital, TV, we're moving that earlier in the election cycle so that everybody who votes is an informed voter. And we're also letting folks know you can vote by mail, and here's how to do it. You can vote early, here's how you can do it. You can vote on Election Day, because 50% of the voters will still vote on Election Day. Here's how you can do it, right? Make a plan and then execute the plan. That's the conversation we're having with voters in every one of us.
Yeah, important.
Incredible. And I want to zoom in on the Hispanic vote because there was an Axios poll that came out last month. 42% of voters support building a wall. 38% support sending all illegal immigrants back to their country of origin. 64% support giving the president authority to shut down the border. With numbers like that, I know that a huge part of the success in that area has been Spanish language radio. How does that translate to urban communities with black voters?
It absolutely does. Look, what we need to do is have the same set of conversations with black voters, Hispanic voters, Asian American voters. It's the same conversation with rural voters, suburban voters, and urban voters, right? We want to talk to them about the issues that matter to their family. We want to talk about jobs in the economy. We want to talk about education. We want to talk about safety and security. And on every single one of those issues, every single American family cares about them, and the Democrats are writing them off. The Democrats are taking groups for advantage, and we think it's tell them what we're doing. The Republican voters are winning. The Republican candidates are winning because we're talking to the voters, understanding their issues, and then we're putting solutions on the table.
Want to talk about fundraising. Democrats have for the longest, last 6-7 years, had really advantages, particularly when you do the dark money. But there has been an explosion of fundraising since you took over, Michael, and also when President Trump had that record fundraiser, $50 million in a night. I think that impressed a lot of people. The fundraising seems to be picking up. What do you attribute that to?
I think it's excitement about having Donald J. Trump as our nominee. I think it is that we are 6 months out from this election cycle and people are paying attention. And I also think that the business owners in America, and I'm not just talking about the major big ticket businesses, but I'm talking about small business owners, the real job creators that make up this economy. They understand that Joe Biden has a war against American families. He's declared war on American businesses, and he's doing everything he can to kind of strangle the economy, you know, and really shut it down, and that people are responding, right? Over 90% of our donations are coming in small dollar increments, under $100, $25, you know, amazing, maybe $50. We're getting a ton of support online. Every single day that President Trump is in court right now, we're making $1 million in donations are coming in from all across the country because people realize that lawfare is being waged on them. But then we also are seeing business owners who are coming in to support the president because they understand Joe Biden's trying to put them out of business. So we're excited. We had $75 million plus that we raised in April. We had on top of the $65 million that we raised in March, right when President Trump became our presumptive nominee. We are absolutely on track to have the amount of money that we need to be able to get our message out to every American family and every American voter.
Yeah.
I think a little bit of that fresh support for the RNC has a little something to do with a new chairman named Michael Whatley. So I wouldn't sell yourself short, because a lot of people were really, really thrilled for some fresh change. I wanted to ask you, since you brought up the court cases, President Trump sitting in that courtroom in New York, he says he's going to make a play for areas for states like New York. Is that real?
I think it's very real. I'm very excited. We've got a rally coming up this weekend in Wildwood, New Jersey. We're expecting an absolutely massive crowd. The president keeps hinting at wanting to do a rally in Madison Square Garden. You know, and look, we're playing offense right now. When we look at the map from where we were in 2016 and 2020, you know, we're in the process right now of playing offense in all of those battleground states. We're opening up efforts in new states like Virginia, New Mexico, in Maryland, even. We're going to be playing in the Senate race over there. So Democrats are playing defense. They're playing defense all across the country right now. If you think about where we're leading, we're leading nationally, we're leading in every single battleground poll, and we're leading on every single issue set. It's a great place for us to be as Republicans, because right now the American voters are asking themselves, am I better off than I was 4 years ago? And overwhelmingly, that answer is no. You have a very real track record of 4 years under President Trump, a very real track record for 4 years under Joe Biden. And the American people know that they were better off with President Trump than they have been with Joe Biden. And that's why we're leading in those polls. And that's why we're playing offense around the country.
Yeah. So I want to ask about one last question, because in private conversations, I've heard you address this in brilliant fashion. A lot of conservatives, Republicans, are frustrated that they can't find the right message to combat Democrats on abortion. You have a real message of flipping this around and making the Democrats the extremists, not the Republicans. Could you talk about what's going to work in the fall for Republicans when it comes to abortion?
Sure. Look, abortion is going to be an issue during this election cycle because the Democrats want to talk about abortion. It's the only issue that they want to put on the table. But it's the only issue they wanted to talk about in 2022, 2020, 2018, 2016, as far back as we can remember. But the fact is, there's an American consensus out there when it comes to abortion. Americans support reasonable restrictions and reasonable exceptions like life and rape and incest. Those are issues that are very settled in American politics. We're going to have a discussion about what's reasonable on a state-by-state basis. It is so important to recognize that we as conservatives, as pro-life conservatives, spent 50 years trying to defederalize this issue, trying to overturn Roe v. Wade. Because Donald Trump was the most pro-life president ever, he was able to put three American, you know, conservatives on the Supreme Court, and they were able to overturn Roe v. Wade. We've defederalized the issue. That's where we wanted to be. We are now going to have this issue on a state-by-state basis, which is where it belongs. But you're absolutely right that the Democrats are outside of that mainstream. They don't support reasonable restrictions and reasonable exceptions. What they support is abortion on demand all the way through the birth, all the way through the ninth month. They have vetoed the Born Alive bill in multiple states. President Biden has said that he would veto the Born Alive bill if it was passed federally. You know, you think about the American people overwhelmingly do not want taxpayer-funded abortions. They don't want the U.S. paying for abortions overseas. The Democratic platform, the Democratic candidates are way outside the mainstream on this. And we feel very comfortable about this discussion. We just need to know every Republican candidate has got to be comfortable on this issue. You cannot put your head in the sand. You've got to have a conversation with your voters when it comes to abortion. And we're going to be okay on this issue.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
It's hard to believe, but that wraps up another edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. I'm really grateful that each of you could join today. Now, one reminder, a lot of people say, hey, John, do you have an app at the Just the News? And the answer is we sure do. And not only do we have an app, it's in the Apple Store. It's also in the Android Store. It allows you to take the Just the News experience and go in three different ways. You can watch our videos and television shows. You can listen to this podcast and many others like it, like Victor Davis Hanson, or you can read the stories that we do a day, 50, 60, 70 stories a day of the breaking news, investigative reporting, accountability reporting. Go to the iOS App Store or the Android Store today. Download the Just the News app. Read, watch, listen. Three great ways to experience the Just the News content and to join the Just the News family. And if you really want to get involved with the family and say, hey, I want to support your investigative reporting, John Solomon. I want to support the great reporters and the producers and the bookers and everybody that works to make the Just the News experience possible. You can do something really inexpensive that makes a big difference. All you got to do is join the Just the News VIP club. That's right. What do you get for the VIP club? First off, ad-free experience on the website and on your newsletters. No ads, no dancing videos, no autoplay videos. An ad-free experience on Just the News 24/7. Plus, once a month, you get to hang out with me at justthenews.com. We have a town hall. I sit and answer your questions for an hour. We talk about issues you care about. We cover topics that the other media aren't covering. It's an incredible experience to join the family, the immediate family of the Just the News team. Great opportunity. Sometimes we bring in our reporters. It's always a delightful time. If you want to get involved in that, go to justthenews.com/subscribe. justthenews.com/subscribe. Quick way to get into the club. It's $4.99 a month, $44.99 a year. Great way to support our journalism, make a difference, and get an enormous benefit yourself. So go check it out today. All right, folks, that wraps up John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. God bless you. God bless you. Have a great night. God bless this great country of the United States. Be sure to go to justthenews.com if you need that news fix. We got you covered 24/7. Hey, folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD Gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family.
Hey there, it's Amanda Head, and I am thrilled to introduce to you my new exciting podcast, Furthermore with Amanda Head, broadcasting weekly from sunny Los Angeles, California, and brought to you by the dynamic Just the News Podcast Network. On this fresh and engaging podcast, I delve into the latest news with a little bit of a twist, exploring the furthermore of every story. But this isn't your typical run-of-the-mill news commentary or politically charged program. I interview a diverse range of guests, including business leaders, entertainers, musicians, educators, experts, politicians, and many influential figures from both the United States and around the world. So why not make your Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays a little more interesting? Tune in on your preferred podcast platform and discover Furthermore with Amanda Head on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And don't forget to hit that follow or subscribe button and be sure to download the latest episodes. I can't wait to have you join me on this exciting journey.